Country Club FM.
This is the Bob Almanac today, and we need to get right into a couple of Bob Almanac salutes.
Don't say you could kiss me.
I was carried away.
I wasn't.
Celebrate one of the most romantic movies of all time.
What would you say if I told you I think I'm in love with you?
Love Story.
You're a preppy millionaire and I'm smarter.
Ryan O'Neal passed away over the weekend, 82. One of the most romantic movies ever. I'd say Strange Brew with Bob and Doug McKenzie also would probably be in that same discussion.
Oh, for sure.
Yep. Ryan O'Neal, 82. Of course, he had the long relationship with Farrah Fawcett.
Yes.
Hollywood star passed away. Actually, Friday afternoon, his son Patrick confirmed the news, passing away peacefully, surrounded by friends and family. He was in Peyton Place there in the 1960s, and then nominated for the Best Actor in Love Story with Ally McGraw.
Ally 82, McGraw. Did you say?
82 for okay. Ryan O'Neal. And yep. Then we have another one a little closer to home.
Glenn coming on. Gagne at the right wing waiting. Drop in for Bellows. That deflected off Chelios. On the inboards, Prop. Now Gagne in the power play. Right in front. Shot. Score! Bellows! As the Stars went right into the net. Gagne, Prop, and Bellows knocking on the door. And there was Brian Bellows to nail the power play goal. A tisk and a tasket. The biscuit's in the basket. It's 1-1.
Doug McLeod passed away over the weekend at 70. That was one of his... Tisket, a tasket, the puck's in the basket.
The biscuit's in the basket.
Metallurgy save.
Yes.
Northbound pipe. Train on the southbound track. My favorite always was buy that man a $5 cigar.
Right.
When he did something special.
I told him I started using stapled into the boards on a good check, courtesy of him, and he said, be my guest.
Yes.
He was a great dude.
He was always very complimentary when I finally met him, and when he was doing Gopher football, he was very complimentary of my work
hockey,
on the state hockey. Yeah. What did I say, Gopher football?
Yeah.
He probably called all sports.
He probably did. Well, he did wrestling. He dabbled in some wrestling.
Yeah, he dabbled in IWA wrestling.
Yeah.
And so Doug McLeod, who was the voice of the North Stars, first TV voice of the Gophers, going all the way back to the 1970s, and he went on after the North Stars. It was Bob Kurtz, and when Bob Kurtz left, Doug McLeod came in.
He was
and
in
became
Pittsburgh
the,
for a while,
TV.
Right?
He did the Penguins. Yep. He did some Colorado Avalanche. He did the Coyotes for a while, and had been doing Gopher TV here in the 2010s, and then it was kind of sad how it came to an end.
Yes.
Working the state hockey tournament. Yes. That was the year in 2019 where we brought back some of all the other guys that had done games,
right,
like him and Wally Shaver and Dan Tierhar and some others that had done state tournament. Yeah. And he made the unfortunate comment about White Bear fans getting out their lynching ropes.
Yeah.
And it's probably a line that he had used many times doing the NHL.
Right.
But probably for high school games.
Yeah, it didn't work.
It didn't work.
No.
And
he didn't, you know. He didn't mean anything.
No,
by it.
Absolutely.
He's such a nice man. He was a great,
very kind, years, like I said, very nice, very gentle, very kind, and a great voice.
You probably, when we did the state hockey tournament for a lot of years when I was doing it too, and that's where I got to know Doug and met him. And he was a great between period guest because he told great stories. Wow. And I really enjoyed Doug's work.
But his health had taken a turn for the worse, and he passed away on Saturday. He was only 70 years old for Doug McLeod. Let's give him a $5 cigar.
Absolutely.
Here today in honor of him. Monday, December 11th, 345th day of the year. The state 1719 is the first recorded sighting of the Aurora Borealis. Mm. You know, there's some people out there that think that if it happened before recorded history, it didn't happen before.
I'll bet it did.
You know, when it comes to some things with the weather.
Yeah, I think
whatnot,
it probably did.
I'm pretty sure this wasn't the first ever Aurora Borealis, but the first time it was recorded.
It's been a long time.
It was in New England, 1719. It's been an active year for the Northern Lights this year.
Been a good year.
There have been quite a few sightings and reports. Have you been paying attention to that at all?
Not much.
No. 1844, the first dental use of nitrous oxide in Hartford, Connecticut, also known as what? nitrous oxide. You go to the
laughing
dentist.
Gas.
Laughing gas. Exactly. Sure. Can you just? I bet you dentists have some stories.
Well, if they
wanted to, goofy people would act when they turn on the nitrous. That was the state 1844. 1941.
President Roosevelt drafts his second war message in 4 days. And this time in only 135 words, asks the Congress to extend the theater of this nation's war to the two remaining Axis aggressors. At 1:04 p.m., without debate, without one dissenting vote, the Senate and the House of Representatives obey the request.
First, Italy and Germany declared war on the United States. And then, of course, the U.S. in turn responded in kind and declared war on Italy and Germany, and World War II was underway, I'm assuming, last week on the 7th.
Thursday, yeah.
The 7th, you talked about the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Yes, we
I'm
did.
Assuming.
And then we got
your
the
staff
actual...
did not forget that, although I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
Right.
To be honest with their track record.
Yeah.
1957.
What was the attraction when you first saw him?
I thought he was cute, and I thought he was interesting, and then when he started to play the piano, I was really impressed by that.
That's what got her. This was the date that Jerry Lee Lewis secretly married his 13-year-old third cousin, Maya Gail Brown. Myra Gail Brown. Jerry Lee claimed that he didn't know that they were related, which I suppose could happen.
Yeah.
It could happen. It could happen. It could.
Third just, cousins, that's out there a little ways.
Just at least, though, at least that was the cousin he married and not Jimmy Swaggart or Mickey Gilley.
Right. That would have raised more eyebrows.
So
I
think. Was back in 1957, and they were together for
quite a few
bunch of years.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't it into the early 70s?
I think so.
But it was controversial. Radio stations wouldn't play his music. Dick Clark dropped him there for a while back in 57. How about in 61? We declared war on this date in 41 on Italy and Germany. This was the date that military forces, we had had some advisors in Vietnam since the 50s, but this was the first time that American military forces arrived in Saigon, supporting South Vietnam's fight against communist guerrillas. Mm-hmm. U.S. aircraft carrier. I'd like to know what carrier that was, but they were carrying Army helicopters and, of course, support personnel arrived in Saigon this date in 61. 64.
Cupid, draw back your bow.
We need to remember Sam Cooke because he was shot to death on this date. He was staying at the Hacienda Hotel in Los Angeles, California.
What a tragedy.
And was shot to death by the motel's manager.
Jeez.
Bertha Franklin said she shot him in self-defense. And there were all kinds of differing accounts. Sam Cooke came down there knocking on the door looking for another woman. She claimed, and they believed her, and it ended up being a verdict of justifiable homicide. And Sam Cooke, with all his hits, gunned down just way too early in his life.
Sure. It's very
sad. 1964. 1980, this date.
It's TV theme time.
And it's Magnum P.I., complete with that helicopter flown by TC, the old Vancouver Canucks, brown, yellow, and orange colors.
Yeah.
The old Canucks colors.
Yes.
And they were really ugly. That's Magnum P.I. Tom Selleck became a household name and face.
Yep.
And a sex symbol, would you not say?
I think the ladies found him attractive.
Higgins, not so much. John Hitherton, who played Higgins, not so much becoming a sex symbol.
No, but
as a result of that show.
He was solid in his ways.
Yeah, he was. That was in 80. A year later after that.
Judge J. Edson votes 99-94. Unanimous decision for Trevor Burbick.
Trevor Burbick, victory this date against Muhammad Ali on what would be Muhammad Ali's final fight. Muhammad Ali actually thought that he was still going to get a shot at the title if he could have beaten Trevor Burbick. And if he won, maybe he would have had a shot.
Right.
But he was 39 and well past his prime.
Yep.
One of the reporters called him, said that he looked like the Michelin man. He was a little heavier than he had fought at earlier. But he went the distance.
Yeah.
So credit that. He went the distance with a much younger, more in fit Trevor Burbick.
Yep.
Went all 12 rounds.
Crafty.
There was the drama in Bahama.
Uh-huh.
And Ali wrapped up his career fight record with that loss to Trevor Burbick at 56-5.
It's a pretty good record.
Bunch of knockouts in there. Also, 85 here this date.
Oh no, come on. You know, we just wanted to come over and say hello. We're going to be working together, and we want to get everything off on the right foot. We have this lovely basket of fruit. So do you mind if we come? Hi, what is your name?
We received the letter. Okay, but we didn't give authorization.
We just can't. You mean we need authorization to drop off a fruit basket?
Yes.
To drop off a fruit basket?
Yes, you need authorization.
Oh, this is going to be fun to work with these people, isn't it? To drop off a fruit basket, you need paperwork.
David Letterman headed over to the GE building because General Electric had just purchased the RCA and the corporation. That meant they also purchased NBC Radio and Television. So Dave just wanted to go over there and drop off a, you know, friendly little fruit basket.
Yes, I mean, it was a really nice gesture.
It didn't go the way that we thought it would, but it went the way we're glad it did.
Yes.
Because it created comedy gold,
very
of course.
Funny.
So
you're going to be fun to work
right,
with. Right.
GE bought RCA for $6.3 billion.
Jeez.
In 1985 dollars, $6.3 billion.
Yeah.
Unless somebody converted that to modern money.
That's Otani money right there.
Yeah, it is. That's 1985. 1991 in the news. Everybody was kind of following this.
State of Florida versus William Kennedy Smith. May the jury find as follows. As to count one, we find the defendant not guilty. As to count two, we find the defendant not guilty.
William Kennedy Smith was acquitted on this date of sexual assault and battery in West Palm Beach, Florida. He was swarmy.
Yeah,
was he not, was William Kennedy Smith? He looked kind of just greasy.
There were some problems.
And but he was acquitted on this date, 1991 on this date. So we don't know if he did it or not, but I'm not saying he looked guilty. But it looks like a guy that could do something.
Right.
That he may have and may have pushed the boundaries a little bit because of who he was. Part of the Kennedy family. And that was Estate 19. I just remember that one because they were televising it. And when the witnesses and people were up on the stage, they'd have the blue dot over their face.
Oh, sure.
Do you remember that?
Yes. Now
the
you
blue
say that,
dot
yes.
right over their face back in... back in 1991. Then 1998 this date. This is kind of funny, but not funny if you're with NASA. The Mars Climate Orbiter blasted off on a nine-month journey to the Red Planet, a.k.a. Mars.
Oh, yeah.
However, the probe disappeared in September of 99 the next year. It was destroyed because scientists had failed to convert their English measurements to metric. Apparently, they use metric on Mars.
I see.
So, everything was in inches when it needed to be in centimeters.
Yeah.
And as a result, all of the computations were off. The numbers were wrong. Thing crashed.
How about that?
It's kind of like in Die Hard 2 when they recalculate ground level.
Yes.
And the plane crashes.
Right.
If you got the wrong numbers, things are going to crash.
It's going to be a problem.
Kind of like the Dow Jones Industrial. Let's get your birthdays now.
Hey, you guys!
Rita Moreno. There she is from Electric Company. And, of course, she does a whole lot more than just the hey, you guys. Oh, that was a great way to start a show.
Hey, you guys!
Because that would come up. That would come on after Mr. Rogers, so Mr. Rogers kind of a slow show, you know, not, I don't want to say sleepy in a negative way, but, you know, it's pretty subdued, would
right.
you say, subdued?
Yeah, subdued.
And then you had to get the kids riled up again, so.
Hey, you guys!
There you
and
go.
That's a good
that's
way,
a
to,
way
do
to do it.
It.
So Rita Moreno, West Side Story, probably best known for
yeah,
as far as
there.
Her work there. She's 92.
Baby, I'ma want you. Baby,
this is soft rock
at its best.
You're the only
70s soft rock.
I don't think you get any softer than this. If it was to get any softer than this, you couldn't touch it. Your hand would just go right through it.
Yeah.
David like fog. So David Gates is 84 here.
Who doesn't
today.
Like bread, though?
You can't.
You have
must.
To.
It's required.
How old is he today? 84, was it?
84.
Nice. Is it TV game time again?
Knott's Landing theme time.
Nice.
Donna Mills.
Oh, she was fetching.
Who is Abby?
Very pretty lady.
spinoff of Dallas. Let's put some Ewings in a cul-de-sac and see what happens there. The thing about there, they all had pools, I think. So there was like everybody had a pool that you could push somebody into the pool.
Right.
To end the episode. And whether it was for fun or to get back at somebody.
Yeah. Because, and that always led to a swimsuit scene.
I think the best was when the Wicked Witch of the West was there and they pushed her into the pool.
That didn't work.
That was horrible.
Right.
So Donna Mills is 83.
I'm sorry, so sorry.
Brenda Lee, Little Miss Dynamite.
That I was such a fool.
Listen to her belt that out. She's all a 3'9".
Right? Big voice.
That's why
lady.
She was Little Miss Dynamite. She's 79. You might hear doing that Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree song this time of year, too.
I bet we do.
That was a rather big hit. Brenda Lee, 79.
Hello. Would you like to have a roll in the hay? It's fun. Roll, roll, roll in the hay.
Rolling in the hay, and nobody else did it better than Terry Garr and the back
Wilder
of that wagon. And Young Frankenstein.
Oh, it's so good. One of the best.
Terry Garr is 79 for Terry Garr today.
Why don't you do what you do?
Jermaine Jackson, 69 today. 69 for Jermaine. One of the more famous Jacksons.
Just a little older than Michael.
It was probably, what was Michael born? Same year as you?
Yeah, 58? I think so, 58.
And he's 69 today. But you had Michael, then probably Janet was next, and then Jermaine, probably third after that as far as fame and popular music success.
Yes. He had some solo success. Yeah.
LaToya was more infamous than famous.
My love.
Nice voice.
Sweet love.
Of course. They all have nice voices. Jermaine Jackson is 69. More pop music for you. Lead singer of the group Delamitri.
Oh, yeah.
He was looking for a gymnast.
Right.
Obviously, to do a somersault. That's Justin Curry, lead singer of Delamitri, here today. 59. He's almost 60 today. Our rapper of the day is Mos Def.
Sure.
Who's 50 today. We've got a wrestler.
Reiterate, please, for our Saturday night audience, the importance of that mask to Rey Mysterio Jr.
Well, you know, Gene, K-Dog just said it. You know, mask is very important to me. It's part of my life. It's been on me for 9 years now. It's a tradition that my uncle gave to me. And I've been wearing it for so long, and it ain't going to come off that easy. You know, Lex and Kevin.
Mysterio Jr. He was the guy. He really brought Lucha Libre. You know, without that, we probably wouldn't have had the movie with Jack Black.
Yeah.
Which was, what was that, Nacho Libre? Wasn't that the name of that movie?
Yeah, I think so.
It was Lucha Libre, the Mexican style of wrestling, cruiserweight. He was fun to watch.
Yeah.
He would bounce all over the ring, and of course he had his mask. And then he took it away in a mask match, but Mills
Very athletic.
Don't ever forget Mills Mascaris either.
No.
Rey Mysterio Jr. is 49. And one more among the living.
If you refuse to go, I'll have to shoot you.
Oh, well, you better cock your piece. All the way back. No lock.
I know how to do it. You will not go with me?
No, it's just the other way around. You're going with me.
She got him.
Yeah, well, that guy shot her dad.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and she found a man with True Grit. In the remake of True Grit,
right?
She played, what was her name, Maddie?
Yep.
And it was Haley Steinfeld who had that role, and she did a nice job.
She did.
She is, and she found Tom Chaney there.
As did Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges,
he did
exactly.
A great job.
He looks good in an eye patch.
Yeah.
She was also good in one of the Pitch Perfects. She's 27 today.
Mm-hmm. Gone, but not forgotten today. He gave us Labatt Brewing Company up in north of the border. John Labatt.
I drank Labatt Blue. It's not blue.
No, it's kind of the amber same.
The beer normal beer color.
Right, it really is. Labatt Blue Beer, 1838, and one of the foods that helped build America, James Kraft. He developed the pasteurizing process for cheese for the and founded the Kraft Company that did pretty well.
Ready in a minute. You know, feeding a whole ball team isn't too big a job when you have Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner handy.
Mm-hmm.
You cook the macaroni fresh in 7 minutes. And Kraft grated melts good cheddar flavor all through.
Where would we be without powdered cheese?
Oh, my gosh. It was a game changer. It really was. And then they, you know, then they went to the more cheese whiz style into the Kraft macaroni and cheese available.
It's cheese and macaroni, by the way. They flipped that because it's the cheesiest.
Well, there you go.
18. But does the Velveeta is the one that's got kind of the, where would you call it?
It's a cheese packet
gel,
of cheese.
Yes.
Yeah.
More like cheese whiz.
Right. I think Kraft does now.
They
too.
Have a version, but
yes,
I but
version.
I know that they're
deluxe.
Yes,
macaroni
right, yes.
Cheese.
That's a stretch of the word.
Well,
deluxe.
It might be 1874.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
It's Willie Mae, Big Mama Thornton.
Time she wrestled Rey Mysterio Jr.
Right.
You can wag your tail.
It wasn't the mask match, but it was a dandy. Blues musician Willie Mae, Big Mama Thornton, born on this day, 1926. They're all gone, but not.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. No, uh-oh. Will Robinson. Danger.
Danger, the voice of the robot. Your staff missed Richard Dick Tufeld.
Well,
who was the voice of the robot, 1926. He died in 2012. Danger. Who doesn't know Danger, Will Robinson?
That's true.
Who doesn't know this?
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. No, Will Robinson.
No, Will Robinson.
I'll give my staff a minor pass on that.
Don't give him any passes. Right. You're too lenient. And then on Barney Miller.
Thank you, brother. Listen, stay up here and look after things.
Sir? Hooker? That's my daughter. And asking for myself.
That was the police officer
sure.
on Barney Miller.
Yeah.
Over 200 episodes. Ron Carey, who was Officer Carl Levitt, always trying to, he was trying to kiss up. He was constantly kissing up to Barn.
Yeah.
He was born on this date
that's
in 1935.
Football, rah, rah, rah. You can watch it go.
Staff forgot the
inventor
of the Nerf football, Freddie Cox.
In
Freddie
a 3-0 game yesterday,
yes.
We should have remembered.
Right, yeah, and he kicked that field goal.
Right, to beat the Packers.
It was a 25-yarder.
That and of was course, about his range.
Right, and he was part of the...
Because of the sporadic biking kicking game.
Freddie Cox on this
right.
day, but it was a different era of kicking. It was straight
ahead. It really was straight on.
Various percentages were way down.
He made a lot of them,
he
though.
He did. Yeah. And he invented the Nerf football.
Right.
Came up with the idea for it. The great Fred Cox, and he just passed away. It was about 3-4 years ago,
right.
2019 to be exact.
Yeah. He probably made more money off Nerf than he did his NFL career.
Is he still the Vikings' all-time leading scorer? I know that he was.
Yeah, he was for a long time. I guess
so,
we'd have to.
Fred Cox, born this day, 1930. Was he number 14?
Number 14, Steady
yeah.
Freddie Cox.
Yes. Now right. they're all
gone,
right.
but not forgotten.
Here comes a Bobathon, no repeat workday. It all heats up now.
Right.
Old hippie, Bellamy Brothers, T. Graham Brown, Darlene, or Reba. Why do we want what we know we can't have
yeah,
for Christmas
sure.
in our stocking?
I believe we have to start with the Bellamys.
Okay.
Country Bobby.